Tuesday's front page, unions are facing struggles in many states as Republicans are sworn in. But even Democrats like Andrew Cuomo in New York and Jerry Brown in California are taking aim at state workers' salaries or benefits. More on the deal that's giving Facebook a $500 million cash infusion, and Leo Tolstoy's place in modern-day Russia. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials the number, which means you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says state officials across the country are pushing legislation to limit the power of labor unions, especially unions that represent government workers. This comes as the states are facing big budget deficits and unhappy taxpayers. New York's new governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, is expected to call for a one-year salary freeze for state workers. The new Republican governors in Ohio and Pennsylvania want to ban strikes by public school teachers. And in some states where Republicans control the governor's office and the legislature, officials also want to weaken the bargaining power of private sector unions. Also on Tuesday's front page, Republicans assume power in the House this week. They'll begin trying to keep a promise to cut $100 billion from domestic spending for this fiscal year. That could mean cutting some programs by as much as 30%. House Republican leaders aren't saying which ones they'll cut, only which ones they won't. They're not touching the military, Homeland Security, or veterans programs. Senate Republicans say the reductions in the rest of the federal budget would have to be so deep that they're not in on the $100 billion pledge. It's been a year since Haiti was devastated by an earthquake. Times reporter Deborah Sontag looks in on some of the survivors she met soon after it happened. She said it's been a year of almost unfathomable hardship, and there's little reason to be hopeful now. More than 1 million displaced people still live under tents. Haiti's also coping with cholera and political unrest. Facebook got a $500 million cash infusion from Goldman Sachs and other investors. Times reporter Miguel Helft says that gives Facebook the money to compete with bigger and more established rivals like Google.
There's a real question as to whether the SEC will allow this to go forward. There's a rule that forces companies to begin filing their papers to go public once they reach 500 investors, and Facebook is clearly trying to skirt that. Now, a lot of companies have been moving in this direction, but perhaps no other young founder and CEO has been more determined to keep control over his company than Mark Zuckerberg.
Times reporter Miguel Helft. War and Peace and Anna Karenina made Leo Tolstoy so famous he was described as Russia's second czar. But the 100th anniversary of Tolstoy's death went almost unnoticed. The Russian Orthodox Church, which excommunicated him in 1901, hasn't changed its mind, and a movie about Tolstoy failed to get government financing. Some Russians say the problem is Tolstoy's politics don't serve today's political masters. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Sync connects to most Bluetooth-enabled phones and then listens to the sound of your voice. So just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call, and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, African leaders tried again to end the standoff in the Ivory Coast. They tried to talk President Laurent Gbagbo into stepping down. They warned that if he doesn't, he could be removed by force. Gbagbo was defeated in elections in November. Jerry Brown was sworn in as governor of California again. Times correspondent Jennifer Medina says he began by ad-libbing during the oath of office.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or?
Really, no mental reservations.
The joke wasn't lost on anyone. Many of people sitting there were probably wondering who in their right mind would take over a state with a $28 billion budget gap. It's Jerry Brown's third time in the governor's office, and in many ways, he has the same problems as three decades ago. Unemployment is high, there is a massive budget gap, and he'll be forced to make dramatic cuts. But on Monday, he ventured into a bit more of a rallying cry and said he was confident that California could emerge from the latest crisis.
At this stage of my life, I've not come here to embrace delay and denial.
That's California Governor Jerry Brown. When he was sworn in the first time, 36 years ago, he was California's youngest governor since the 1850s. Now, at age 72, he's California's oldest governor. Pfizer was caught short with its anti-smoking drug Chantix in Japan. An increase in Japan's cigarette tax back in October could have been a bonanza. It became a missed opportunity. So many doctors write Chantix prescriptions that Pfizer had to suspend sales until it ramped up production. Chantix is still hard to get in Japan. That has health professionals grumbling and smokers smoking who really want to quit. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.